The bailout of mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac has already cost taxpayers $135 billion, and that tab is expected to grow. Today, the agency that regulates the firms released projections that show the additional bill over the next 3 years could hit $90 billion or more. NPR's Tamara Keith runs through the numbers.
Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are in the housing business. They own mortgages and mortgage-backed securities. They own or guarantee more than $5 trillion worth. That's their only business. And business has been bad, says Richard Green, a professor of real estate at USC.
You just have a lot of bad mortgages, and that's the fundamental cause of the losses here.
Fannie and Freddie used to be independent companies, but the government had to take them over during the financial crisis. Now, when they run out of money, they come back to the U.S. Treasury for more. To get a sense of how much it could cost taxpayers, the firm's regulator, the Federal Housing Finance Agency, put Fannie and Freddie through a stress test. There were three scenarios. One, home prices improve more than expected over the next few years. Two, the recovery slogs along like it has been.
And three is really bad.
Green says it assumes another dramatic drop in home prices, 20% to 25%.
And I suppose that could happen, but that is very pessimistic.
Under that most pessimistic scenario, Fannie and Freddie might need to draw another $215 billion from Treasury to stay afloat. But under the most likely scenario, Fannie and Freddie would need an extra $90 billion over 3 years. The Federal Housing Finance Agency wants us to know they just ran these numbers to help policymakers get a sense of what they're dealing with.
These are not predictions. They are hypothetical scenarios.
Nawa Tego helped prepare this report. She says how much Fannie and Freddie lose all comes back to home prices. When home prices fall, borrowers are more likely to default, and that costs the firms money.
Unlike other financial institutions, they don't have offsetting lines of business. So if house prices and mortgages are going bad, it affects their financial results more than it would other financial institutions.
Many other financial institutions bailed out at the height of the crisis have already paid the government back, but Fannie and Freddie are still making withdrawals. Karen Shaw-Petru is managing partner at Federal Financial Analytics.
There was never any prospect for getting anything back from Fannie and Freddie. The only question was how much taxpayers were going to lose.
She says one way or another, taxpayers will be paying hundreds of billions of dollars. But if home prices don't take a huge dive, then the worst of Fannie and Freddie's losses may have already happened. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
Listening to All Things Considered.